some exciting announcements recently that the Broadmeadow precinct is in for a bit of a touch-up and a new coat of paint, so as to speak. To talk us through what we may be able to expect and how you can have a look at what may be going on is the Chief Executive from Venues New South Wales, Paul Dawn. Good morning, Paul. Some very exciting news for the region as a whole there. What are some of the things we can expect coming to Broadmeadow once we've got this up and running?
Yeah, thanks, Mark. Look, I think from our perspective, we've put out a bit of a plan for community consultation in the hope that it gets a little bit more than just a lick of paint, to be honest. we've got the precinct that we're referring to is sort of the area around the McDonald Jones Stadium and the Newcastle Entertainment Centre, which is a large space. It's about 63 hectares, and at the moment it's got some pretty decent infrastructure, but it's also got large open space, which is both used for both structured and unstructured physical activity. So from our perspective, we're keen to get the community's feedback on the best way forward to develop this site into what is really a vibrant hub for both sport and entertainment.
So far, has there been a lot of community engagement?
Look, it's taken us a while. I'll be the first to admit that. We've certainly engaged with a lot of stakeholders over the last 2 years, and really to get the plan out now has been a lot of a hard effort, not just from venues perspective, but also from the key stakeholders, predominantly of which have been sports over time. So, yeah, there's been lots of feedback, and I guess from our perspective, a real opportunity to engage with the community going forward over the next 5 months.
Paul, what are some of the big things that we can expect? If the plan goes pretty much as it is at the moment, what could we expect to change in the area?
Look, I think probably the most obvious one that the community's sort of been talking about is the potential to relocate the entertainment centre from the showground site over to an area that might be much closer to the stadium to try to create that vibrancy between both a new entertainment centre or indoor arena and also the stadium itself. That's probably one of the show ticket items. The other one is around developing a multi-purpose centre where we're looking at facilities that would provide indoor training and playing space for things like basketball and badminton and futsal and all those sorts of things. So I think they're sort of probably the two large pieces of infrastructure. And I guess the other thing that people have been keen to give some feedback around is the redevelopment of the site around the showground, which is, you know, a really important site from the Newcastle Shows perspective. But also there may be, and again, based on people's feedback, opportunity for some residential, both around that railway station at Broadmeadow as well.
I think the big one is the one that you started with, and that is a new or revamped entertainment centre. I mean, it went up in 92. It served the region well, but not going to lie, it would be great to see a new, exciting venue. And if it's near the stadium, you've kind of got it all in one, kind of similar to what happened in Sydney.
Look, I think we've taken some models from, you know, not just from New South Wales' perspective, but across Australia and also internationally. So we're looking at places like the way in which Sydney Olympic Park functions, but also the Moore Park precinct as well, where the modern world is you want people to arrive early for games. You want something to do before. You want to have them enjoy their sport or entertainment experience and then be able to hang around and have something to do afterwards as well.
Now, the only thing that we haven't touched on with this, Paul, is car parking. Is there any thought that there might be some ballooning in that space at all?
Well, look, I think from our perspective, it's a large site, so we would look at what the needs of that area are. But again, you know, I think we'd probably try to look for ways people can engage with that site better. So we do a lot of work with people like police and local council to streamline game day events. But, you know, clearly I think one of the things we need to do is encourage public transport to all our venues. That's not just in the Hunter, but across all our stadia and entertainment centres across the state. And we'd probably be looking at a mixed model going forward as well.
Well, I think that the next step is for the community as a large to engage with the proposal and see if we can get some ideas out there. Paul, what's the best way for us to do that?
Look, there's multiple ways. I guess from our perspective, we've got... and I apologise, our fire alarm's going off in the background here. We've got a number of different things that people could do through our website, which is venuesnewsouthwales.com, so venuesnsw.com. But also at McDonald Jones Stadium on the 27th of July, we'll be hosting our first of many sort of open house sessions where we'll have some plans up on display and people can actually just register through our website and come along and give us their feedback on things like, you know, what do you think we should be doing first? What are the priorities? And what do you think of the proposed concept plan as it currently stands? So I think it's always good to have something for people to react to.
Paul, I'm sure there'll be some robust discussions and some ideas on that day. We thank you for your time and we'll leave you with it.
Thank you, Mark.
Yes, like I said, some interesting times ahead for the Broadmeadow area. Great to see that a little bit more than a touch of paint, though. Thanks to Paul Dawn from Venues New South Wales joining us this morning at 2NURFM.